Well, I'm here in the barn with the cat. We're going to do a little stomach tubing of the lamb. And, of course, whenever you start working with lamb's milk, you get a lot of kitty cat help.
So they like that lamb's milk?
Yeah, they love it. So here's the stomach tube. Here it's kind of a syringe bottom. And it's got this rubber or plastic tube on it with some holes in the end. So what we do is take our stomach tube here and just slide it in the side of the mouth like this. And it usually slides right on down there.
It doesn't gag him.
No, it doesn't gag him. And take our milk and just pour it in the top here.
Okay, well, I know sheep have four stomachs, so which stomach is that going into?
It's going into the first stomach. A newborn lamb will take about 1.5 to 2 ounces, about this full, maybe a bit more. And an older lamb will take all the way up to 8 ounces. If you do this really carefully, you can avoid spilling it on yourself, but usually you get a little bath in milk replacement.
Oh, great. That's why the cats love you.
Yes. And so when you're done, it goes down to the bottom there, just pull it out quickly. And that's all there's to it.
Look at him, he's smiling. Hey, Bob, that cat wants the leftover milk replacer.
Here's sticky rice. He's going to have a little snack. The lamb milk replacer is what the cats love.
So where do you get that stuff?
You get it at the feed store. And or if you need some milk, you can get it directly from the mom. So
you mean you milk her like a cow?
You milk her like a cow. And I usually use like an open jar, like a small peanut butter type jar, glass jar. And then I'll pour it into something that's easy to pour. And then we'll pour that into the stomach tube.
Okay. Lamb says he wants some more.
No, he just wants to complain. So I've used this lamb's stomach tube hundreds of times and never had a problem with it. The only thing you have to be careful about is to pull it out quickly or to not to overfeed the lamb.
Okay, well, can't you let, if it gets like colic or like gas and puffed up in the tummy, can't you use that to get the air out of the stomach?
Sure, you can also slide this down into the stomach and let it kind of expel the gas.
So that's what happens when you push on this tummy then, the gas comes up the top?
It's like burping. Yeah.
Okay, you burped the baby. Okay, thanks, Bob.